USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Cuban exiles returned to the streets of Miami's Little Havana for the fourth straight day on Wednesday, calling on the U.S. government to support a recent protest movement in Cuba. The Cuban government has restricted internet and cell phone networks in the country, but some videos of violent suppression have emerged. Florida Senator Marco Rubio says he's called on the Biden administration to bring the international community together to bring pressure on the Cuban regime and stop violent retaliation against protesters.
Discuss these abuses, pressure, or shame the international community into condemning and isolating that regime, and pressure them to be prepared to take action to prevent a massacre, a bloodbath, not halfway around the world, not in the Middle East, not in another continent, right here, 90 miles from our shores. A horrific bloodbath is what awaits if action is not taken and something like that does not happen.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, men. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell testified before the House Financial Services Committee on Wednesday, saying that increases in inflation and the Consumer Price Index should only be temporary while the economy recovers from the pandemic.
Inflation has increased notably and will likely remain elevated in coming months before moderating. Inflation is being temporarily boosted by base effects as the sharp pandemic-related price increases from last spring drop out of the 12-month calculation. In addition, strong demand in sectors where production bottlenecks or other supply constraints have limited production has led to especially rapid price increases for some goods and services, which should partially reverse as the effects of the bottlenecks unwind. Prices for services that were hard hit by the pandemic have also jumped in recent months as demand for these services has surged with the reopening of the economy.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. is on pace to see more oil and gas drilling on public lands since the Bush administration. Lance Pry has more.
Approvals for companies to drill for oil and gas on U.S. public lands are on pace this year to reach their highest levels since the 2000s. Because vast fossil fuel reserves already are under lease, President Biden's actions did nothing to slow drilling on public lands and waters that account for about a quarter of U.S. oil production. The Interior Department approved about 2,500 permits to drill on public and tribal lands in the first 6 months of the year, with 2,100 drilling approvals since Biden took office, according to government data from the Interior Department. If the recent trends continue, the feds could issue close to 6,000 permits by the end of the year. New Mexico and Wyoming had the largest number of approvals. Montana, Colorado, and Utah had hundreds each. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And a federal judge in New York lifted embattled horse trainer Bob Baffert's suspension in New York, calling it unconstitutional. Baffert had been suspended after his Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit failed a post-Derby drug test. Baffert and his horses were suspended from participating in any sanctioned racing by the New York Racing Association. In her ruling, Judge Carol Baglioman wrote that Baffert had not been given a prompt hearing to defend himself against the doping charges, and concluded that Baffert would likely be able to prove that the actions violated the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.